Hi, and welcome to Serial Sisters, a podcast where my sister and I tell each other true crime stories. I'm Devonna.
And I'm Kristen.
And this week, Kristen has a story for me. Hi, and welcome to Serial Sisters, a podcast where my sister and I tell each other true crime stories. I'm Devonna.
And I'm Kristen.
And this week, Kristen has a story for me.
Okay, so you know when you're trying to find a murder for this podcast, and sometimes you're just like, well, it's been a shit week. I need something kind of lighthearted. So you start Googling weird shit until you can find something that's kind of lighthearted.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I did this week. So I found this from Cracked. It was one of those listicles, and it was like the five murder plots that were so ridiculous not even Hollywood would consider them.
Okay.
So that's where I found this.
Okay, sweet. I'm excited.
Because it's from the 90s, there's not really a whole lot of information out there because it wasn't one of the big cases in the 90s.
Okay.
So it's fairly short, but it's still fucking weird. So the only places I could find any information on this were from the archives of a couple newspapers. Mm-hmm. So I got stuff from the Seattle Times, Washington Post, and the Sun Sentinel.
Okay.
All right. So, Christopher Morris was born in the late 40s to Theron and Layla Morris, and it seems like he was their only child.
Okay.
I couldn't really find anything about his early life, but he did have a big cocaine problem, and he spent a good chunk of time in prison for possession.
Okay, well, that happens, right?
It happens. So when he got out, he was 42, and his parents, Theron was 78, Layla was 63, and they tried to help him get back on his feet and overcome his addiction. They housed him for a while in their trailer home in Pompano Beach, Florida. They bought him a car, and they found him a place to live. But he moved back in after 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So the neighbors said that they were yelling at each other a lot, but it was kind of unclear what they were fighting about. Supposedly, one of the things they were fighting about was that Chris had sold them fake cocaine for $1,000, and that they had intended to resell it for a profit.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you're trying to help your kid kick his cocaine addiction, why are you buying cocaine from him to resell it?
Exactly, yeah.
But whatever. None of my business. Doesn't seem like a smart idea, but apparently it was fake anyways, so they got pissed.
Well, okay.
So, Chris was running out of money, and he was clearly getting on his parents' nerves, so he came up with a plan to get some money. There was an insurance policy on his ex-wife that was still in his name, and it was for $35,000.
Hmm.
So he got together with his old cellmate, Martin Rector, and they came up with a scheme. Martin was going to go to Chris's ex-wife's house, pretend to be delivering flowers, force his way in, and murder both Chris's ex-wife and her 10-year-old daughter because he's an asshole.
Oh!
Why the daughter?
Yeah. Dick. No, I don't like that at all.
I know. So Martin tried to do this, but Chris's ex-wife is no dummy, and she wouldn't answer the door because he wasn't dressed in any sort of uniform. She's like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. What the fuck are you delivering? In street clothes. No. So she didn't
right.
let him in.
Right. No.
Good for her. She didn't let him in. So they weren't really sure where to go from there, so they brought Theron and Layla in on their scheme to murder her. Apparently, they were all on board, because apparently they thought having a woman whose only mistake is her terrible taste in men and her innocent daughter murdered was totally fair exchange for getting some of their money back and for their kid to get out of the house.
Oh, yeah, like totally fair. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Makes perfect sense.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Even exchange.
Yeah. So, at some point, though, they discovered that the insurance policy had lapsed due to non-payment. So, there wasn't any financial gain to the plan, so they abandoned it, and they decided not to murder her. Thank God. Good for her.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Chris fucked up, though, because his ex-wife's insurance policy may have lapsed, but his own $70,000 policy had not.
Mm.
Now that Theron and Layla knew another criminal, they decided that money was way more important than helping their son, and they hatched a plan with Martin.
Ah.
So, on January 8th, 1990, Martin and Chris went over to his parents' house. Once there, Martin pulled out a gun and he forced Chris to lay on his stomach on the ground, where Theron bound his hands and feet with duct tape. They began to take him back to Chris's car, but Chris managed to break the tape and he tried to run away, and Martin shot him.
Oh, Okay.
So Martin and Theron managed to get him again, and they got him to the car by promising him that they were going to take him to the hospital. Shockingly, though, they lied, and they drove him over to another town. They shot him 3 more times, and they left body in the backseat of his own car.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
So then they drove back in Theron and Layla's car because she had driven to the murder scene behind them to get them back.
Okay. Oh.
So when they were planning Chris's murder, they found an innocent man to pin it on as well because they were trying to be thorough, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotta make your homework.
Uh-huh. So John Woods was a Vietnam veteran, and he was a drinking buddy of Martin's. Martin knew that he had a pretty bad drinking problem, and he was prone to blackouts. So he thought that Woods would be the perfect sucker. So they introduced Woods to Chris in the days before his murder, and then after, they convinced Woods that he had committed the crime.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
Just taking advantage of people left and right.
I know. They're a bunch of shitbags. So police found Chris's body the morning of January 9th. When they went to inform Theron and Layla, they noted that they were already awake and dressed, even though it was before 6 in the morning, and that they didn't have any questions about what had happened.
Oh, totally normal.
Mm-hmm. So the police were initially suspicious of them, but they were soon nudged towards Woods by a friend of Chris's, and Woods confessed to the crime readily, and he had details that hadn't been released to the press. However, his story was inconsistent, and in late January, the detectives went to talk to Theron and Layla again, and they confessed to everything.
Okay.
Didn't take that much.
No.
They were not really as prepared as they thought they were.
Like, yeah, we did it.
Okay, you're right. Sorry. So, the best I can tell, Martin Rector went to trial, and he was convicted of murder, and he was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 25 years. So I found a judgment for post-conviction relief for him from March 6, 1996.
Okay.
It was on, like, an actual legal website, and it was the actual judgment. So I don't know what the fuck it means. But what I think it says is that they decided to further investigate his claims of ineffective assistance of counsel, but that was the last thing I could find. I don't know if he's still in jail or if he's out or not.
Huh. Interesting. Okay.
And then what I could gather is that Theron and Layla decided to plead guilty and that they were sentenced to less than 15 years. Like, I think I saw 12 for Theron and 13 for Layla.
Wow. Okay. Short. That is not much at all. Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea if they were released or if they died in prison, because there's nothing on this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird as shit. So I decided to go with it anyways, because this is a nuts story, and I don't know why there's not more out there.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's always crazy, like, the ones that are, like, so weird and, like, convoluted, but you can't find stuff on them.
Yeah.
It's just, like, there are, like, holes in the internet where you're just like, where is this?
It wasn't even on Murderpedia.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're dead now, though, because if they were still alive, Theron would be, like, 108. Layla would be 93.
Ooh. Uh-huh, so yeah. Good I can't imagine.
But, yeah.
Uh-huh. But shit, that's crazy.
Yeah. What made them turn? Oh, we're trying to help our son. Get him back on his feet after his prison stint.
Oh, right.
Nope, fuck no, that. We need the money.
Yeah. Throw that plan right out the window.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Oh, man. I'm glad, like, our parents would never be like, fuck them.
Right?
Oh, that's awful.
Granted, we're also poor enough that we'd never have life insurance. So
that's true. So I'm just like, meh.
What's the gain in killing them?
Oh, fuck. That's terrible. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Fucking Florida.
Fucking Florida, for sure. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. If you want to email us, you can do so at SerialSisters@Outlook.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Serial Sisters. Bye!
Bye!
Thanks for listening. You can email us at SerialSisters@Outlook.com or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Serial Sisters. Bye!